Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be partly cloudy, high in the low to maybe the mid-80s. Kenosha right now, 70 degrees, 73 in Burlington, Milwaukee 71, 69 in Racine. There was some nasty weather we had yesterday afternoon, evening, and again this morning. A lot of tree damage reported all across southeast Wisconsin, southern Wisconsin in general. Plenty of scattered power outages to go with some of that. We Energy's repair crews kept very busy from the afternoon through the evening and again into this morning. One of the impacts of the storms, a couple of late afternoon lightning strikes to Kenosha Fire Station number 2. That's at 30th Avenue and 85th Street. The first impacting communications there for almost an hour, and the second was a shot to a communications antenna, but nobody got hurt. The storms last night put a damper on the opening night of Summerfest on the lakefront in Milwaukee. Music went on, but the fireworks show did not. It was called off and rescheduled until tonight. Even with all the rain, which began late in the afternoon hours, the crowd still packed the grounds. It was first day of the 50th annual festival. Still a chance for some storms tonight, Friday, and again Saturday. The Big Gig's organizers hoping that the Big Bang fireworks show can launch tonight. Racine police investigating the circumstances of an early morning traffic incident at 16th Street and Phillips Avenue, right by the COP house for that neighborhood. Taken from the scene of that car into a pole crash to the emergency room at Ascension All Saints Hospital. A trauma alert is what it was called. A woman around 60 years old, paramedics indicating she was barely responsive when they found her. Kenosha Racine State Senator Van Wongard, cautiously optimistic funding to complete the reconstruction of I-94 in Racine County will be part of the state budget. He says that after a meeting yesterday with Governor Walker, a positive meeting that the Wongard said. He said the governor acknowledges it's not acceptable for this project to remain unfinished. He also said that the governor doesn't write the budget. The legislature will ultimately decide that, and he says he doesn't characterize the current budget process as being at an impasse.
It's more of a, the way I explain it is, we all want to get from point A to point B, and we just can't agree on what path to take, you know. And the governor said, look, I don't want you to take this path or that path, that being increase property taxes or increase the gas tax. He's kind of drawn that line in the sand. So now it's up to us as a legislature to try to figure out what the best path is.
Wongard adding that Racine County is on the threshold of a big economic development project, but that the county must have the infrastructure in place, including the interstate. Afternoon and evening rain and thunderstorms impacted the latter part of day 4 in the search for that missing Kansasville resident Lynn Rickard. Some 130 public agency representatives, public safety representatives from the agencies all across southeast Wisconsin involved. The 59-year-old Rickard, suffering from mental health issues, walked away from her home Sunday morning without her oxygen. Kenosha County public health nurses completed their training with members of the Pleasant Prairie Police Department on the very same day they then revived an opioid overdose victim with Narcan. Pleasant Prairie officers responded to an unconscious, non-responsive 46-year-old male. He woke up 15 seconds after being administered that Narcan. So far, two people have been saved by community partners in the Prairie area. They've received the Narcan training from the county. First was in Wheatland. Volunteer firefighter paramedics administering the drug during a call for service earlier this month. Kenosha County's Division of Health recently got a $225,000 grant from the State Health Services Office to distribute Narcan to local law enforcement and other community agencies and organizations. Well, one of the goals of Racine Municipal Court Judge Rebecca Mason when she ran for office was to update the court with today's technology. And the city is now moving on that with a software purchase. Finance and Personnel Committee hearing from purchasing agent Kathy Casper about the request for proposal process that she said required a little bit of extra effort.
We only received one respondent. We did evaluate that respondent. We had them come in and provide a demonstration of their software. We weren't comfortable with only seeing one software since we don't currently have software at our municipal court, and we're moving towards a more automated process there.
With the one bidder, they looked at the other courts and came up with TIPS, which stands for Titan Public Safety Solutions. They're based in Madison. Software costs just over $77,000. The annual system support, $16,500. The Common Council expected to approve the issue at its meeting next week. A man who died in Madison during an armed robbery at a restaurant has been identified as Twin Lakes resident 56-year-old Chris Knubel. He died of an apparent heart attack during a robbery that occurred at the Culver's restaurant in Madison on the West Beltway. The Dane County Medical Examiner's Office says the results of the autopsy to determine the manner of death is still pending, but it was not because of physical trauma. There were two armed masked men that came into the restaurant, surprising the four workers, including Newble, who had the heart attack and died at the scene, the suspects refusing to allow his co-workers to help him or to call 911. Racine County Board this week approving a contract with the State Department of Corrections to house state prisoners in the county jail. And that could mean a pretty big boost in revenue for the county, according to Supervisor Bob Miller.
The county will have extra revenue nets out after, even after the addition of the corrections officers, which will be helpful to our bottom line.
If the state consistently fills all of the available beds in the county jail, the added revenue could reach $2.7 million. The only concerns raised by Supervisor Mark Gleason, the immediacy of the process to get the contract approved. City of Racine, one of 35 municipalities to complete a financial assistance agreement with the state to allow assistance to private property owners to replace lead service lines for water, supplying it to their homes, also to schools and daycare centers. It's the Lead Service Line Replacement Funding Program for fiscal year 2017. Racine gets $500,000 toward the replacement of some 200 lead service lines, which connect to a water main. Last year, the water utility jumped at the chance to get the available funding, which, by state law, allows only for the reimbursement of privately hired plumbing contractors for property owners. The opportunities have arisen at the same time as city street projects are taking place by homes, but at last report, very few water customers have actually taken advantage of it. Fiscal year 2018 to also have some more money, about another $13 million. Racine is also applying. It was a special celebration at the Wisconsin Executive Residence this week to honor the academic accomplishments of current and former foster youth. Some Racine and Kenosha residents were among them. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
The youth were honored during the 5th annual Foster Youth Graduation Ceremony, recognizing young adults for their recent graduations from high school or for reaching other post-secondary educational milestones. Rachel Hernandez of Racine and Anna Steinmetz, Jakia Chamness, Kaitera Bussieri, and Monet Edwards of Kenosha were among the 27 youth honored at the event, who represented the 82 foster youth throughout the state who are known to have reached commencement for the current academic year. According to the State Department of Children and Families, nationally, only about 54% of foster youth graduate from high school and only 2% go on to college. Wednesday, State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss announced the formation of a task force on foster care, tasked with developing ideas to improve the child welfare system that provides out-of-home care for more than 7,000 children in the state. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Racine City Plan Commission recommends approval of a conditional use permit for a fitness center at 2405 Lathrop Avenue in that strip mall east of the busy thoroughfare, next to what many years ago was a grocery store. Mount Sinai Gym will be run by Alexander Ersing, who has a rather impressive personal history, including winning a national strongman championship last year in Louisville, Kentucky. He talked about just over 100 members being with the group right now for the gym, but he has plans to grow.
We cater to everything, you know, very positive community, very clean. We train anything that you can think of at an affordable price. You know, we're only $25 a month. So we plan to grow and help as many people as we can in Racine.
Also mentioned some additional hope for attention from a recent online interview we did for the Stone Cold Steve Austin show on the CMT Network. Just over 3 months after legendary UW Parkside wrestling coach Jim Koch died from injuries suffered in a St. Louis traffic incident, his successors resigned, Greg Lewis taking over in 2011 for Koch, who had otherwise coached 41 years before retiring. Lewis's team's posting a 40-24 record, no reason given for the move, a search will be conducted. And the Gus Macker 3-on-3 basketball tournament back on Racine's lakefront July the 15th and 16th after not being held last year behind Gateway Technical College. However, the registration deadline is being extended now until Monday to allow added time for teams to get on board. This is one of five such tournaments in Wisconsin this summer and among more than three dozen nationwide. Information online, www.macker.com/local/racine-wi. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. Can't register for Gus Macker, but we do have our newscast in podcast form on the webpage. Go into the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.
Thank you.